So then, go to the slide that had the two different calculations, the 50 and 50,000 and the 48.5. So is the first bullet point is where we're at today?
So the first bullet point is this plan that has received concept approval.
Okay.
And then the second bullet point, 48,500 is roughly this proposed concept plan.
With the garages excluded.
With the garages excluded. Now, this calculation is based off of one story all the way through. If the homes have two stories, then you end up having that same square footage added to the commercial band.
Oh, so.
And so based off of what we end up with, square feet in the residential area, it impacts how much commercial we end up with. So the numbers were based off one story all the way through, correct?
Both of the calculations were based off one story residential dwellings.
So the second one for sure is based off of one story all the way through. Again, you have a second story that has an effect on the commercial.
Because I thought they were townhouses.
So the first number is actually including those multiple story buildings.
Okay.
Yeah. So most likely what that means is when this is built and there'll be multiple stories, we'll actually have more square feet of commercial than we would have on Plan A.
Okay.
So that's why that language here is a minimum. Yeah, minimum 48,500, which is almost the same. But the idea, most likely they're going to go a couple of stories, maybe even most of the residential is going to be two stories, if not all of it. And so that would increase this number quite a bit.
Okay, and the applicant's aware of that?
The applicant gave me the number.
Okay.
I like the idea of not having open space parking because it is cluttered.
Yeah.
However, could you go to the proposal, that one there? My only concern would be, in that case, why wouldn't you build 3 and 4 car garages if it's not counted?
Yeah, and they actually, that is the plan, to have larger garages, 3 or 4 car garages. So the
for all the toys.
All these units, yeah. A lot of them would have 4 car. And so they'd be double where you drive in and then you have two layers of cars. It'd be the idea. A lot of it is you'd have storage for the units, even if they didn't have that many vehicles. Developments greater than 15 acres. Midway would continue to protect the limited area that is zoned commercial. And then the proposed amendment complies with the vision of Main Street as described in the general plan. So we still keep that same vision with mixed uses being part of that. Any questions for staff on this? We do have the developer online also.
Yeah, any questions for staff before we hear from Dan?
Can I see that plan again? So, where are the garages here? If I've got a 3 or 4 car garage, are they underneath?
Yeah, they're underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is correct. A lot of this is alley access, which makes for a much nicer streetscape with the development. So there's very few the access directly from the street. But the idea is, you would go below ground for those garage areas, and if they can't go below ground, then those garages would be on the main floor, and then the living space would be above.
Okay.
So they're hoping they'll be able to dig all the way through and go down a story, but if that's not possible, those garages would be on the main floor, and that would actually reduce the amount of commercial if that were the case.
Mm-hmm. So. And then the residential would be above the garage.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because the only thing I don't want is like spread of garages.
Yeah.
It only cost $10,000 a week for one of those diggers. So.
Yeah.
So Michael, if you have a garage on the ground level,
mm-hmm.
With the height restrictions,
yeah.
Can they do a two-story above that, or are they limited to one story at that point?
It depends on the roof. You can go three stories, because height limit's 35 feet, but you have to have kind of a flatter roof to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Part of this development is they need to go through the visual and architectural committee and receive approval. And you can do kind of a flat roof and get the impression that it's not flat. But we also want to see what, we want to analyze what it will look like from on top of Memorial Hill.
Yeah.
This is a project where normally we, normally with the residential project, we don't go before the visual and architectural committee for review, because this is mixed use. The whole thing gets reviewed and we have architectural guidelines that apply.
Yeah.
So could they go up? Yeah, but they have to be very sensitive to what the impact is from street level and from above.
Yeah, okay.
So if I understand this right, we're amending the code so that this concept then can be put through?
It would help this concept, yeah.
Michael?
Cart before the horse.
Can they still do this concept without this amendment? It just might not have quite as many dwellings?
It's possible that that could be the impact, that there'd be less dwellings, or the dwellings could be smaller, or there could just be more commercial. So a couple of stories of commercial instead of one story. One thing that's been talked about with the city council is trying to keep a view as much as possible of Memorial Hill. Having commercial that's maybe one story would help with that instead of two. So that's something to consider.
I mean, the argument that they wouldn't put parking covered or something along those lines where it would be street parking, I don't know how valid that is, because I think it would make the units a lot less marketable. And I just, yeah, it is a higher cost, but I don't think that people who are going to be buying in this development are going to want just parking on the street. It's almost like something they're going to have to do.
Yeah, each unit has to meet their requirement for parking. Could that be service parking? Yes, but it couldn't be out in the street, so it would take up more space, which, you know, has an impact on possibly open space or the amount of units on site. So there's a chain reaction with that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that? What do you mean? You think that you would end up with more street parking if they didn't have to include the garages in the square footage calculation?
Or? I think it's possible. It's possible that you have to put that parking somewhere. And so either you create a parking lot where that parking is going to be located, or you put the parking on the lowest floor of the structure and have less living space.
Mm-hmm.
So one of those two.
Or you do a combination, you know, one car garage for the unit, and if you have more than that, parking lots on the perimeter.
Yeah, you could do a combination, or you could just build more commercial too. That's another
mm-hmm.
option.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with it, because the total is the same as, basically is the same as what we originally approved anyways.
Yeah.
It's
unlikely.
But it's more the aesthetics. But you're saying this is, you know, this will go through the
visual.
I think it's hard to say without knowing whether they can go underground yet or not, because that will have a big impact. In terms of whether the garages are above ground. And so initially, when we were looking at some of these plans, we were talking about how cute it's going to be, you know, walking in front of, you know, walking down these lanes, and if you have a lot of garages, that really changes the look from the front, I would think.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a good point. That's one thing that we've talked about. With alley access, you could still keep the same appeal from the street. There's not that many units that actually access directly from the street. That's why alley access is so nice, is because you can keep that street appeal. So there are some, but the vast majority of these are if they can go below ground or they have to stay ground level, it's still alley access. So you don't
okay.
get a garage in front of each unit.
That's good.
All right, why don't we let the Why don't I let Dan take the mic and we can ask him some questions.
Okay, you guys hear me?
We can, we can. Hey Dan, how are you?
Good, I apologize for not being there in person. I think I can answer a few of the questions pretty quickly. Excuse me. What is intended is Alley, and what's drawn there is Alley access for almost all of the units, with the exception of the ones that extreme north. And as we talk about, I'm wondering if there's a strategy to make that work too. But generally, we really dislike front-loaded garages. So no matter what the outcome is here, I don't think that'll change the front-loaded garage strategy. As someone noted, these are high-end units. We're not going to put covered parking in the front for seats for the other town developments typically. So they will be rear access. What changes if we have to count, if we can't go below ground, for example, that means that the units will be smaller in the actual living space because we'll have to use garage space above ground. So it'll reduce the living space, won't change the commercial space if this is not counted anyway. But we are quite good, we do understand Hot Rock quite well. We have machines that we've used extensively at Whitaker Farm. So we're quite confident that we can go underground. So that is the plan. What I'm trying to avoid with this code text amendment, for many of these units, we're hoping to have three to four car garages. I don't want to get into a situation where you could have given them a four car garage, but we don't have enough in the commercial space budget, for example. So we instead just enforce two car garages, which would meet the code, but wouldn't it be nice if we could give them storage space, you know, keep the bikes and extra So that's the idea, is to try and maximize the storage and underground space to prevent clutter. It should be convenient. And then relative to questions about the commercial space, we have plenty of it, for instance, but we're trying to minimize two-story buildings and maximize what we call Sheep on Main, which is kind of an open space feel. So you have that big open space in the center. If you look at the lower left, you'll see it. No, this is 24 acres. Don't read that.
Yeah, that's right. It's 24 acres. Oh.
So that's the little open space there. That, for example, if we needed more commercial, we could put a building there. We just need to be great if we didn't have to. And complaints have been made that on the other side, the lower right, they don't want one big monolithic building. And so that would be a great. What we've drawn there is kind of a in and out. So there's a little kind of courtyard area. Make those first two buildings one story, or first two legs of the building one story. Those are the kind of things that we're trying to do. This change makes that easier. If we can't do it, we'll comply with the code, but it means that we might have to, you know, square off that building on the right and add a building on the left. But those are things that can easily be done, and we've done them before. In fact, we've done them before and then scaled them back with the request of a city council member or two. So does that answer your questions?
So Dan, in the calculations that Michael showed us, there was a 50,000 square foot requirement based on today's code and a 48,500 square foot requirement based on this potential modification. But that, as I understand it, that was assuming all of your residential units are one story units. So if you can go underground with garages and you end up with two-story units, that seems like that would increase your commercial requirement a lot.
Well, increase the commercial requirement.
Because you'll almost double, you could almost potentially double your residential square footage if you can do two stories.
Yeah, you'll double the square. Right, that's correct. You'll double the requirement with two stories. And then we simply double it with the commercial. So, you know, commercial, you can add a story or you can add a basement, and those things work as well.
Okay, so you're okay with that?
Yeah, we're okay with that.